Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. Today we're talking about three hacks to better social media, Facebook. And Chris, I'll let you kick it off with the first one.
Sure. So as a marketing agency, we see tons of small businesses or startups kicking off and trying to get a Facebook page up and running. And we just wanted to give you a couple points. So point number one is good branding. A good cover photo and profile photo is huge. So oftentimes we see people, you know, a profile photo is going to be a circle photo. And it's going to be something that people kind of connect with as they see you posting inside of the Facebook feed. And so it should be something that they can recognize and start to attach to your brand very easily. The cover photo portion of it is when people actually visit your profile. And so you can make those cool videos or just something that really ties back into your brand. It doesn't have to be your logo specifically, but something that really kind of drives home what it is that you're trying to do, what it is that you're trying to sell. But those that good branding should be showing up on your Facebook profile as well.
Absolutely. I think the second hack here for Facebook is you really want all of your content to drive engagement. Facebook is all about, you know, putting out things that are going to get people to interact with you. So whether it's Facebook Lives, polls, just any sort of content you can put out that's going to drive people to comment, to like it, to share. You know, the whole goal is to get your audience interacting with whatever you're putting out there. Facebook's going to really like that a lot.
Definitely. Point number three is choosing the right page template. So we see this all too often. You know, someone starts their own Facebook business page and they just kind of run with whatever they can find. But there's actually the ability in your page settings to choose a page template. And Facebook does a really good job of setting up your tabs that are shown on your page to be specific to your industry. So if you're a nonprofit, you might not need, you know, an online store page because you might not have things you need to sell. There's a lot of various ways that people can do that. If you're a service-based business, there's the ability to put schedule a booking or schedule a call or schedule a meeting in there so that people can start to book directly with you and have closer access points to your business. So I think that is super important, and people oftentimes don't really see how important that is. Last but not least, a bonus, choosing the right page URL. So I guess this is like four hacks to better social media Facebook today. So choosing the right page URL is, to me, one of the top things, and that's why we couldn't really leave it out, right? So if you can tell somebody, you know, in person or over the phone, hey, go to facebook.com/, you know, Duo Cleveland, and it's something that easily rolls off the tongue and they don't have to figure out the spelling to, then you're going to have a way higher chance of them actually coming to your page and visiting it, especially for those that may be in a bit more traditional business, where if you're running traditional marketing, like something on the radio or something in print, they need something they can glance at and remember. And so setting up your page URL is definitely one of the big keys and one of the hacks.
So, hey, we hope you guys found these three tips useful. Be sure to check back for more hacks on different various social media platforms that we'll be sharing to come.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.